We are on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. We have two Taisvas on the previous Sugya. Gemara had said, we're speaking about that there were two Chatiches Shel Yisrael, and we had Roitev, which is Mayim and Kippur and Tavlin, and we had other Chatiches Shel Yisrael. We had other Chatiches Shel Minoy. So let us just see the Gemara to refresh our memory. The Gemara says, Avimin uminoi vidova acher. We have here min uminoi vidova acher. Bechol min uminoi vidova acher. Salek es minoi kemisha einoi. We say that the minoi shall heter es kemisha einoi. Vishay minoi rabba olov umavatloi. Let us see what Rashi says. Bechol min uminoi. Kegoin nevele ushuta. You have a lot of chatiches, you have a lot of chatiches of shchute, and you have two chatiches of nevele. Bedover acher, kegoin tavlin v'roitev, and you have tavla v'roitev. Minoi deheter, einoi mevatloi leisa. The chatiches of heter is not mevatel the isa, v'loy meisifai, that does not add on to the isa, ele salkeyo kemisha einei b'kteirezu. So we're mesalik the minoi, ki'ilu it was not in this kedera, v'nisharu hanevele v'horeitev. So now we have left over nevele and reitev. Ubotla nevele b'reitev ubekipa. And now the nevele becomes botl b'reitev ubekipa. So we have over here, we have two chatiches of nevele. Was one chaticha mamish of nevele, the other chaticha was shchute that got a tam of nevele. That then we have reitev. Reitev means this is water and tavlin. It's not the juice of the meat. That's boso. We have water and tavlin, and then we have other chatichais of heter. So the juice, the meat juice that comes out of the two chatichai shel iser, if there will be shishim connected these two chatiches, so they'll become bottle. Because it's min b'sha'ina mina, and if there's shishim connected both chatiches, so the juice in the reitev will become bottle. We have here other juice in this kedera. We have a whole juice of heter. We have, let's say, 100 chatiches of heter in this kedera. They're also giving juice. Now, this juice is not bekoyach to be mevatel the juice of the nevele, because min beminai lay bottle. But we'll see, it is also not meisif on the juice of nevela, because this is juice shel heter. This is juice shel heter. So we say salik minoi kemisha einoi, and we'll get to the second thesis, we'll try to elaborate a little more. So we take away this minoi, so then we look at this kedere, so we have roiv mayim shel heter, in miut juice, meat juice shel iser. So the mayim shel heter will be mevato, the boso, the michus shel iser, because we have shishim keneged the nevela.
Fine.
Have min uminoi v'dovaracha. Oyma Rashbam. So the Rashbam says, Amor de Kechidish. The chamoish etzorich shiyye baroitev kidei levatal achatiche. Just like you need in the water, you need shishim to be mevatal achaticha de isa. That means the chaticha shel isa is pilot in the water atam isa. So you need shishim in the water, which is einoi minoi to be mevatal the tambosa. The Issa, Sinichishim, Kach Tzorich Nami, Shiyye Samech Bachaticha Shel Heter, Levatel Min Haroitev, Kishir Beis Achatichos, The Mikivin, Shenivla Haroitev Bachatiches HaIssa, Nase Nevele, Uch sheniflat achrei kein mimeno, oiser shar haroitev mibnei shehu minoi. Now let us explain what the Rashbam is saying. Rashbam is saying, amur dikezach. We have over here, in the Kedera, we have three things. We have chatiche shel issa. Two chatiche shel issa, fine. That poilet, Tam Bosov in the Reutev. Right. We have Reutev that's cooking here, and the Reutev is Shishim Keneged, the two Chatiches of Israel. Fine. So Mela all the Tam Bosov that goes into the Reutev becomes bottle by Shishim, because it's Einemine, it's Mabat. But Taisva says, there's a Meire de Kezach over here. When you're cooking with water, so the water goes into the two chatiches. Goes in? It goes into the two chatiches. Now, when the water went into the two chatiches, so that water that was in the two chatiches was Mekabel Tam from the chatiches. It goes in, fine. This is water, this is not meat juice, this is water that's mekabel tam from the chatiche, fine. Now we say water that's mekabel tam from the chatiche, we say chatiche nasa nevela. So now we have osotika water. The water that went into the chatiche became nesa. When this water is going, it's bubbling, the Kedera is bubbling, water enters the Chatiche, leaves the Chatiche, fine. We have water that entered the Chatiche. This water became Nesa, as Chatiche Atzma Nasus Nevel. Now let's hear what just happened now. This water goes back into the other water, it goes in the Chatiche, it goes out of the Chatiche. Now we have water that's a Nevela. Chatiche atzma nasas nevela, because the water was mekabel tam from the chatiche. This water is not going to asa all the water, because min v'min I lay bottle. That means the Rashbam said, we have to look at the whole picture. The Gemara was only speaking about the meat juice that went into the water. So there the Gemara said, the meat juice, the water with the meat juice is min b'she'enei minoi. So if you have shishim kineged, the meat juice that goes into the water, so we'll be battling, sholom al Yisrael. But the Rashbam says, but we have another problem. We have a problem that water, the water goes into the two chatiches, when it's bubbling or when it's cooking, you have water going into the two chatiches, and that water is mekabel tam from the chatiches, it's nice and tam, that water became nevela. because Chaticha Nasa Nevela Rav holds. Now this water leaves the Chaticha and goes back into the water. So we have Mayim Asurim. This is Mayim Asurim. And this Mayim will Asa all the water. So we're in Mamashin hot water because we're using this water to be Mata the Boso, and it's water Shalheter, the whole water became Nasa, because the water that went into the Chetichas became Nasa Nevela, and it's gonna Asa all the water. So what's happening over here? Zutarashbam. So we have to say one more condition, that the Chatichosh Shalheter, we have here a whole Kedere. We have two Chatichosh Shalissa, we have water, and we have Chatichosh Shalheter, which we added. The Chatichosh Shalheter, their Shishim connected the water that went into the two Kizaisa. So now, we have here a lot of soup cooking. In the soup, there's some soup that's not in the vela, that's the water that went into the chatichas. That's water that's also. We have in this soup also meat juice that came from the two chatichas shalissa. So, and then we have in this soup meat juice that comes from the Chaticha Shalheta. I mean, that's what's happening. So we have a meat juice that's coming from the Chaticha Shalheta. Zokta Rashbam, the meat juice that's coming from the Chaticha Shalheta will be mevatel the water that came from the two Chaticha Shalissa, because min b'shein eminoi. So the meat juice will be mevatel the water from the two Chatichas. So memele, so that water becomes muta. So now that water doesn't answer the rest of the water. Now the rest of the water will be matel the meat juice from the two Chatichas that are also, because now the water became muta. But we have here a whole concoction over here. We have to, the Chaticha Shalheta, the juice from the Chaticha Shalheta, have to be mevatel, the water that entered the two Chaticha Shalissa, and so that becomes Mutta, and then if that's Mutta, so now we have water Shalheta, which will be mevatel, the time of the meat juice that comes out from the two Chaticha Shalissa. This is what the Rashbam says. Let us see again. The Chamoyshe Tzorich, Sheyiye Beroitev, Kidei Levata LaChaticha Deisa, we need, and there should be in the Roitev, in the water, you should have enough water, Kidei Levata LaChaticha Deisa, the juice of the Chaticha Shalissa, Kach Tzorich Nami Sheyye Samach, Bachtiche Shalheta Levatel Min Haroite, from the water, Kishir Beis Chatiches, that's Mevatel, the water that entered these two Chatiches. The Mikivin Shenivla Haroite Bachatiches of Issa, when the water entered the two Chatiches of Issa, Nas and Nevela, because that water was Mekabel Tam from the two Chatiches of Issa. Uchsheniflat Ache came imena, or when it left the two Chatiches of Issa, Oyser Shara Roite, this will answer all the other water. Mimneisha Uminoi. And Tysus brings enough in the Gemara weiter like this. The Gemara says in Perikol HaBosor as follows. Gabi kizayis boso shenoifa lesoich yoyre shel cholov. A person had a kizayis of boso that fell into a tremendous pot full of milk. Omara. So Rav, in the milk there's shishim kenegedis kizayis. This 200 zaysim of milk in the pot. There's one zayis of boso. Fine. Omara. Basa also, the kizayis of basa is also, because it was Beileya Cholov, so the basa is also.
Cholav mutter. But the cholav is mutter, because there's more than shishim connected the basal, so the cholav is mutter. Frag the Gemara, it's not poshet. The amrit afshel l'soichtoy osar, if you say, if I have an iser, if I have a heter, that it's nivla in an iser, and I say, even though the shishim connected it, it remains also, v'yamet afshel esoich tayoso, that's what we call chaticha nasa nevela, that it'll remain a nevela. Amai cholav muta, why is the cholav muta, cholav nevela hi, the cholav perish, the cholav shenivla beboso, the cholav that went into the boso, and then it went out of the boso, nasa nevela, so that cholov became bosa b'cholov. That cholov became bosa. Because it was mekabel tam of the bosa. Och sheniflat achakach oisekolo cholov mibnei shuminoi. So we'll ask all the cholov mibnei shuminoi. So we see clearly from the Gemara that when you are cooking with a liquid, there are many factors to be taken into consideration. You have the meat, is meat juice going into the liquid, but at the same time there's liquid going into the meat. When you're cooking it, so the liquid is going into the meat, and that liquid that went into the meat will become nasa. And this is liquid, this is cholov. And when this cholov will leave the meat, it will last all the cholov, yod min b'min eloi botu. So that's what the Rashbam said over here. That's memele. We have to add on that what the Gemara said, that it is sufficient for the Reutev to be mevato, the Tuchaticha Shalissam, but I also have to know, I have to have Chaticha Shalheta, the Shabishishim, to be mevato, the Reutev that went into the Tuchaticha Shalissam. Salek Esminai Kamisha Einai, v'she'enoi minoi rabba olov u'mevatloi. Now, before we go further, I would like to give a shtikel hakdome. We have to understand this word salek is doing wonders. And before we'll get to the lomdus of salek, when you do say salek, when you don't say salek, but let us look at reality. In the case of the Gemara, I have, let us make a scenario. I have two zeisim of nevela. I have 120 zeisim of water. So that's going to be mevatel, the two zeisim of nevela. And I have, let us say, I have, Taisa said, let's say I have 200 zeisim of kosher meat, So these 200 zeisim will be mavatal, the two zeisim of the leitiv ha'osa. Fine. So let's just make it. I have 200 zeisim of kosher meat, two zeisim of nevela, and 120 zeisim of leitiv. So the Gemara says the Reitev together with the Reitev is mevato, the mitzvus of the two zeisim, because it's min b'shein eminai. Reitev is yet. Now, between you and me, when we look at this Reitev, let me ask you, is there more water here or there's more mitzvus here? We have 200 zeisim of meat, kosher meat. So you look at this whole Reitev, between you and me, we have more meat juice in this Reitev than water. Now, let's make a cheshben and nefesh, shema shemaim. Meat juice cannot be mat. I have two zeisim of osadike meat juice. I have a lot of meat juice in this soup, and I have 120 zeisim of water. That's what I have over here. But if I'll be a little elech, do I have water here or meat juice? I have more meat juice than water, that's for sure. And the meat juice cannot be mevatel. The mitzvah shel heter cannot be mevatel. The two zaysim of mitzvahs of issa can be mevatel. Mimilei votel. So I say a magic word. Salik es minoi kemishene. Make believe the mitzvah is not here. Oh, Hashem. If I say this magic word, salik, so there's no mitzvah here, then I look at it in a different perspective. So I have 120 zaysim of water, two zaysim of issa, the water is mevatel issa. If I could say salik, gevaldik. I say salik. Even though in reality, I have more mitzvahs in this kedera than water, but I say salik. You take away that mitzvahs and valtik. And I have, so I say more water than mitzvahs, and the water is mevatel the mitzvahs. Okay. Now, so let us see the next tesis. Salik es minoi kemisha einoi, v'sha'einoi minoi rabba olav mevatle. So I have more einoi minoi than minoi, and it's mevatle. Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim is a moire de kekash. Da'omar beperik aloikeach behime. Aloikeach tzir shel am ha'oretz. A person purchased tzir, which is fish juice, from am ha'oretz. Meshikei b'mayim v'toya. So that means like this. We have to understand. Let's give a few akdomis. We have to know that an am ha'oretz is choshed on taris, a chover cannot eat from am ha'oretz. Afalpikein, a chover purchases tzir from an am ha'oretz, so he takes this tzir, he brings it to a mikveh, and he makes a shoker that the mei ha mikveh should, the meishik should touch the tzir, and shalom al yisrael, it's toyer, and he's allowed to use it. And the Gemara makes a cheshbon. The Gemara says as follows. I don't know what the ingredients are. The guy is selling tzir, pure tzir, how much water he puts. I don't know. I mean, there's no, one can never know. But Al Kaponim zook the Gemara, let's make a cheshbon nefesh. If roiv of this tzir, there's more mayim than tzir. So if there's more mayim than tzir, so this whole concoction is called mayim. Because the miyat tzir becomes bottle to the roiv mayim, so it's mekabel tumah. Then the whole thing is mekabel tumah. The miyat tzir becomes bottle to the mayim. It's mekabel tumah. So then hashoka will help. Well, Hashem, if it's mayim, so mitzadecho there was a problem. It was mekabel tumah. Oh, but mitzadach I can make hashoka. Hashoka will be metayer mayim. Iruba mayim talu bashoka. So hashoka will help. If roiv is tzir, so you have no problem whatsoever. So the miyut mayim became bottle to the roiv tzir. So the mayim was never mekabel tumah. It's never because it's bottle to the tzir. Ve'iruba tzir, if there's roiv tzir, is tzir. The tzir is in mekabel tumah, so it's b'chal no problem. Fine. So the Gemara says a foolproof eitzer. You buy tzir from an am ha'oretz, make a shoke, in all your problems are solved. Because my mother said, I don't know how much water there is in the tzir, but there's two tzodim. Either there's more water than tzir, or more tzir than water. There's more water than tzir, so the miyat tzir becomes bottled to the roiv mayim. It was mekabel tumah, right? But then the whole thing is a din mayim, so hashoka will help. If there's more tzir than water, so it's never mekabel tumah. So the miyat mayim becomes bottled to the roiv tzir, so that was mekabel tumah. So whatever it is, if you'll make hashoka, it's finished. So the Gemara says, "V'koma loishonu, this eitz is only good ela letabel boy pitoi." That means if this chover wants to use the tzir, he wants to dip his pass in the tzir, so he's taking care of after hashoke his problems are solved. Avolik deira, but what if he wants to put this tzir in a kedera of water? That means, let's say, he wants to put it into a kedera of wood. So memele motzo minas minay v'neyo. The Gemara moiradikas. Let us assume that there was 80% tzir and 20% water. So then we said we have no problems whatsoever because the water became bottle to the tzir. And so it wasn't mekabel tumah because this roif tzir says it did not tzir, it wasn't mekabel tumah. The Gemara, that's good, kozman, you have this percentage of 80% tzir, 20% water. But if you're going to take this tzir now and put it into a kedera of mayim, so you know now what the percentage is? Now you have 80% mayim and 20% tzir. You lost your roiv tzir. That means the whole time you were metayer the tzir, because they have roiv tzir, and miyut mayim. So I say that the miyut mayim is bottled to the tzir, and it's not mekabel tumah. So it's the Gemara, but if you're going to pour it now into a kedera, now there'll be roiv mayim. So you lost your bittul. You lost your bittul. Now you have roiv mayim. In the kedera you have roiv mayim and miyut here. So the miyut mayim that till now was dormant, was sleeping, was slumbering, because the tzir was mevatalit, we say merdikizach, the bittul is not pshatit. Bittul is kozman, you have roi, it's mevatalit, so the dinim are not chal, there's no tumanit, you have roi tzir. The minute we change the ratio, and now you have roi mayim, so I say motzo min es minoi, so now this miyut mayim that till now was slumbering and sleeping and was tired, it didn't show any tumah because there was roiv tzir. Now it wakes up because you have roiv mayim. Now you have roiv mayim, the ratio changed. Motzo min es minoi v'neyo. Period. That's what the Gemara says, and then it's going to be awesome. Then it's going to be awesome. So now, let us just understand what the Gemara said over there. I have mayim tahirim. I have, that's the roiv mayim that I have over here. I have roiv I have roiv tzir and miyat mayim tmeim, and the mayim tmeim becomes bottle to the tzir. So, l'chayre, just like we said in our Gemara, just like we said, now you look at it, there's more mitzus than water to begin with. So we said, salik minoi kemisha einoi, and that mitzus that's over here, that's muta de kemitzus, so don't chesbon with that mitzus. So, salik, you take it away, and we consider that all we have in the kedera is roiv mayim umiyut mitzus, that's tomei, that's osa, and then in the mimim sheinamina, the mayim is mavato the mitzus. Frag the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the same kunz we did over here, we should do over there also. You have over here, before we added the multitude of mayim, we had roiv tzir and miyut mayim. So the roiv tzir took care of the miyut mayim. Now you added mayim tahirim. Mayim tahirim. No. Now, till now, the miyut mayim was also tahir, because the tzir wasn't mevatale. Now you added mayim tahirim. So the Gemara says, oh, the mayim tahirim is gonna wake up the mayim, which is now tahir, become tami, motz min es min in there. Frekt Rabbeinu Ephraim, say the same thing, say salik minei kemishenei. Take away the mayim tahirim, and all you have left is your tzir, roiv tzir, and miyut mayim, which is also tahir, and it should be tahir. Just like we did in Argamor. In Argamor we did the same kunz. We had, between you and me, we had roiv mitzus in Argamor. And we had a miyut mayim, mayim, taking into cheshvin, so do the akbaset. They don't have like mitzvahs. That mitzvahs, that mitzvah, toyot the kemitzvah. So let's take that out of the picture. Salek es mine kemishainoi. Now I have loyv mayim amid mitzvahs. That's also, and the mayim will be mavatal the mitzvahs. That's what our Gemara said. So say the same thing over there. The mayim that we added was mayim toyim. So that's mayim toyim. That won't bring to me. That's mayim toyim. And so if you'll be say salik the mayim toyim will have loyv tzir amid mayim. It's right to toyim. Shalom al Yisrael. That was the Bein Ephraim's kashim. Ahashta hayichnir amayloi koma salik es minoi kemisha einoi. Let us say the water, the right water is kemisha einoi. Vishe einoi minoi de haino atzir rabo mayim temeim mevatlom. Lo'oilam atzir shuroi mevatlom loise mayim atmeim. And loise always be mevatlom. You have a mayim toirim, so that's mayim toirim, that's kemishayna. It's not mayim tmeim, it's mayim toirim. Amir de kekashe. If we really appreciate our sugya, so the Bein Ephraim is amir de kekashe. V'yesh loima de loidomi. The hocha ein minay nesa elemikoyach ho isa shenis areboi v'yevshel avdiloi. ובכל מוקם שישנוי התרו, לפיקר שייך לאימר, שום סליק, אבל הוסם דמיני עצמוי מטעם מחמס מגה מים תמיים, אין שייך לאימר סליק. Now, I'd like to try to explain Tosfos Teretz. That's what Tosfos is saying, אמור דקי יסוד. This magic Eitzah of Salik was only said on our sugya and not on the sugya, was only said on our sugya and not on the sugya of Bechayres. And let's try to understand the difference. In our sugya, we have as follows. In our sugya, we have as follows. We have let's say two, let's be Megashim Dinyan. We have two Zaysim of Nevela. Fine. We have 120 Zaysim of water. So the water could be Mevatel, the two Zaysim. But let's say we said we have 200 Zaysim of Michus of Heter. Now that Michus can't be Mevatel, mean the Mina Leibot. And that we said Salik. We said, oh, take it away. If you took it away, you have roi mayim. The mayim will be mevata, the mitzu shalis. That's what our Gemara says. We took it away. So Tosfos amoyer de kezach. You know why you can take it away? Because I'll tell you something. Afilu, if you won't take it away, there won't be a din bittul. Let's say, afilu, there won't be a din bittul. The mitzus will remain mutter. The mitzvahs will remain mutter. So Kan Shaila Ben, it's not true. If there won't be a din bittul, the mitzvahs will become usa because min b'minoi loy boto. You have usa deke mitzvahs and mutter deke mitzvahs and min b'minoi loy boto. So the mitzvahs will become usa. So Tosfos says, no. The mitzvahs will never become usa. You know why? If there won't be a din bittul, I can't eat the mitzvahs? Because in the mitzvahs, there's taruvus of osa deka mitzvahs. That means I can't take the mutter deka mitzvahs because there's osa deka mitzvahs that was nisarev in the mutter deka mitzvahs. I can't separate it. I don't know what osa deka mitzvahs is. Min b'minoi loy botul. Fine. But I'm not allowed to eat the mutadike mitzvahs. But the mutadike mitzvahs will always remain mutar afilu. There's no din bittul. That means I feel I won't be mevatel the osa the kemichus. I won't be mevatel the osa the kemichus. There won't be a din bittel. But the muta the kemichus will always remain muta. I won't be able to eat it because there's osa the kemichus in it. But the michus never became osa because it's not nice and tam in it. And it's only a din min bemino iloi bottle, which means that it's not bottle. So there's also the kemichus in the mutter the kemichus. But the mutter the kemichus remains mutter afilu. There won't be a din bittle. So memele, if that is the case, that means when I'm sitting down, I'm playing a shayla, is there a din bittle? Is there not a din bittle? So I have to say facts of life. Afilu, there won't be a din bittle. This michus will never become osa. The michus will remain heta. Whatever happens, afilu without a din bittle, and the osa de kemichus will be nisarev and the muta de kemichus, the michus is still muta. It's muta, it didn't become osa. You're not allowed to eat it because there's osa de kemichus inside of it. I can't be mafred the osa de kemichus from the muta de kemichus. But the muta de kemichus remains muta. The muta de kemichus remains muta. So memela zaktaisus azai. So this michus has no effect at all from the whole taruvis. That means this is muta de kemichus. Whatever is going to happen, it's muta de kemichus. It will never become nesa. I feel that there won't be a din bittel on the osa de kemichus. This will never become nesa. You're not allowed to eat it because there's nisarev some osa de kemichus in it. But this is always muta. So if this is always muta, this cannot be mekalkel the din bittel. That means I want to make a bittel that the mayim should be mevatel the michus. So I say, listen, there's more michus than mayim here because I have one michus. So he says, no, that michus that is here is mutter de kemichus. Whatever happens, it's mutter. So how could this mutter de kemichus shter the din bittel? Why should it shter the din bittel? It's mutter and it's going to remain mutter. So why should it shter the din bittel? So therefore I say salik. So make believe it's not here. It's not here. It's not mevatel the osa de kemichus, but it's not moisif on the osa de kemichus. So I have here roiv water, miyut michus, the water is mevatel the michus. Masha enkein, the gemore in bechoyres, if there won't be a din bittel, so you know what's going to happen? If there won't be a din bittel, so then the din will be that the mayim tmeyim will metama all the mayim. That means all the mayim, in order that all the mayim should not become tamei, is you need a din bittel. So here I don't say salik. I should say salik if I have roiv mayim in the staruvis. So then I can't say that this roiv tzir that's mevatel the mayim. Because b'metzias I have roiv mayim. If the roiv will always remain muta, so then they say salik. So this can't be mekalkul the din bittel. But if there won't be a din bittel, all the mayim will become tamei. Then I say motza minas mina v'neya. Let us see in the Vedic and Taisus. I think this is more or less what Taisus is saying. V'shloimed loydomi the hoche. Ein minoi nesa. The minoi will never become osa. Ele mikoyach ha'iser shenisarev boi v'yevshel afdiloi. That means there's iser inside of it and I can't separate it. But the heter, the roiv michus, wherever it is, heteru, it's heter. So it can't, this heter will not be mevatel the din bittel. Lafika shaykh loyma shom salik. Avul hosam de minoi atzmoi. Here the water will be metame, will be mekabel tuma machmas maga mayim temeim, and shaykh loyma salik. That's pshat and toisvis. Now we'll go to the next sugya, which is, that's a little easier. Noyeg betahira, the Mishnah says, Gida Noshe is noyeg betahira by behemah tahira, vein noyeg betmeya. By behemah tmeya, there's no din of Gida Noshe. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer af betmeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, by a tmeya, there's also an issa of Gida Noshe. And af betmeya, and we'll see in the Maskonis of Gemara, that means Rabbi Yehuda got holds of a person needs a Gida Noshe of a behemah tmeya, yeloikishtayim. One als behemah tmeya, and one als Gida Noshe. And the Tanakam holds, there's no issa Gida Noshe by behemah tmeya. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda said, v'loi mibnei Yaakov nesa Gida Noshe. He says, the Issa Gida Noshe originated from the Bnei Yaakov, but dayin behemah tmeya muteres lem. So he says, let's be elef. When the Torah asked Gida Noshe on the Bnei Yaakov, he says, the Torah asked Akel Yovni saw Gida Noshe. Did the Torah mean also Gida Noshe of a behemah tmeya? He said, sure. Because by the Bnei Yaakov, there was no Issa there's no difference between a behemah tmeya and a behemah Torah. So when the Torah asked Gid Hanoshe by behemah, the Torah meant all behemahs. Behemah Tmei, behemah Torah, this is before Matan Torah. So we see this Anissa Gid Hanoshe and a behemah Tmei. So, I follow after Matan, we'll see clone the Gemara as the Sugi progresses what Rabbi Yehuda means to say with this. Amru Loi, so they told him, Besinai Nemar Elvashen Nichtab Bim Kaimai. But he said, I got news for you. Merdeka Rashi over here. Rashi says, I got news for you. The Isra of Gida Noshe was not Chal on the Bnei Yaakov. Today, it was first Chal by Matan Torah, and the Yidden after Matan Torah. But till Matan Torah, there never was an Isra of Gida Noshe. Why did the Torah write it in Parshas Vayishlach? Because since the reason of the Isra is because there was no Gebekafa Yorech, that's the reason why the Torah asked it later after Matan Torah. So the Torah put the love, Mishas, the story, to tell us the reason of the love. But it first became Nesar after Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah, so only the Behemoth Torahs became Nesar. The Behemoth Tmeis were not Nechal. And we'll see as the Sugya progresses what the Chachamim are saying. But just to understand a little bit, the Gemara brings down a drosho later that Rab Shimon said, the Pasuk says, Aken lo yoichu bnei Yisrael's git hanosh. It says, the git they won't eat, but the rest of the meat they will eat. That's the pashta they call. The git they don't, but the rest of it. So, a behemah, are you allowed to eat the rest of the meat? You're not allowed to eat the git. A behemah tmei, you're not allowed to eat the rest of the meat either, so then there's no issur on the git. Because the pashta the krom means, don't eat the git, and eat the rest of the behemah. So now, if we'll say the issur was chal b'shas the b'nei noyach, b'shas the word b'nei noyach before Matan Torah, so Memeo, so then Rabbi Yehuda is right. So Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shas the issur was chal on all behemahs. Don't eat the git and eat the behemah. And eat the behemah includes the behemah tmei also, because then they were permitted to eat the behemah tmei. So that's pshat in the lav. And the Chachamim told them, no, this lav was first said after Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah, pshat is don't eat the git and eat the meat. And we're only talking about the behemah Torah. Behemah tmei is tamazi not allowed to eat. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi veini noig betmei. This is the Tanakam. Shim ochel gida noshe shel tmeya. Laman de yom yesh begidne benois and tam. So there's a tam bosa, like a mishum tmeya. So it's called bosa tmeya. The la mishum git, but not also as git. O laman de yom ain't tam begidim, that is no tam begidim. Potomiklum, the betoira eitzu, batoira chai biolo. Avo betmeya ain't a noyig, but by tmeya there's no isa git, and there's no isa bosa. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mibnei Yaakov Nesa, receive Al Kain, Vadayin Tmei Muteraslam Ad Matan Teire." So Al Kochel the Teire Bishas before Matan Teire asked the Gid of a Behemah Tmeya. Amru Loi Posig Ze Sheizira Olav B'Sinai B'Sira Sheizira Olav B'Sinai Nema. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael eskid anoshe b'sinai nema. This love was said b'sinai. Va'ad Sinai lo yuzahu. Till Sinai, it was, they weren't nuzah b'chlal in gid anoshe. Ela shenichtav b'mkoymei. But the love that was given after Matan Torah was written in Vayishlach. La'achar shenema b'simnai, after was said b'simnai, v'kosav v'sider Moshe es ha-Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went and was mesadar the Torah, kosav ha-mikra hazeh, ala ma'isa al kein huzra b'nei Yisrael, achar kein shlo yoichol git. Moshe Rabbeinu put the slav in Vayishlach, because in Vayishlach I'll see the reason why did Anosh is also. But the love was first given after Matan Torah. I'd like to say perhaps one vote. We see from this pasuk from Rashi, because of the Sider Moshe's Torah. After Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesada the Torah. That means that there was a love, there was given after Matan Torah. This will perhaps enlighten us a little bit. There's a Meiridik Gemara in Mesechtes Baba Basra. The Gemara in Mesechtes Baba Basra has a problem. The last 8 psukim, who wrote the last 8 psukim in the Torah? Vayomas Moshe Eved Hashem. So who wrote it? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Vayomas Moshe Eved Hashem. He's alive. He can't write it. So one Madam says Yeshua wrote it. The Gemara says, no, how can you say Yeshua wrote it? It says Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the whole Torah, L'koyach, as Sefer HaTorah, as I said, that Moshe Rabbeinu, So the Gemara says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. But the Gemara says, as follows. The Gemara says that, till the last day, Psukim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umoisha Omer V'Kosev. Rabbeinu Shlom said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, and wrote, Bikan Ve'elech, the last day, Psukim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umoisha Kosev B'dema. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote B'dema. Fine. Shalom HaYisrael. What's the teretz? What's the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote b'dema? So what's pshat? Zuk tehele kegoyin. Zuk tegoyin azayin. The goyin says, we have a Torah that was written 2,000 years before Ma'aseh Bereishis. And you have a Torah, so before Ma'aseh Bereishis, you're talking about Ma'aseh Bereishis, you're talking about the Ramabu, the Raplog, Yitzias Mitzrayim. 2,000 years before Ma'aseh Bereishis, I mean, How was this all written? I mean, Zuk te goyim, ki chol ha-toyre, koydem shenitna li Yisroel, shenichtava alpayim shone koydem briyis oylam, hoye koydem briyis shemayim v'oretz, de ramabol v'de rafloge, heich nichtava. I mean, all these things were non-existent. Ela de chol ha-toyre, Kula Shmoisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is Shmoisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vahainu Al Yedei Tzirufim Shal Oisiyes B'Tevis. That means all the Oisiyes and Tevis in the whole Torah are Shmoisov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vekoidem Habriye Loi Hoisa Nikreis K'moy Ato. If you would look at the Sefer Torah then, you have all the oisies that we have in the Sefer Torah, but it wasn't the way we have it. But everything was there, and these were tzerufi oisies, and all of shmoisav shal HaKadosh Baruch. So memele, so till these 8 psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu what to write, how to be misadar the oisiyas, these words should be here, how to be misadar the oisiyas. Moshe Omer the Kaiser. And he wrote the way the Moshe told him to write. So he wrote the words. So that this was, the words were written. Mikan ve'eilech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kaiser b'dema. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim that were mixed up to Isis. There were no words. There weren't any words over there. But he wrote these eight psukim the way they were mixed up before Matan Torah. These eight psukim mixed up does not say anything that Yom HaSmoishe Eved Hashem. It's not fakel. But this is the whole Torah. L'koyach HaSeifa Torah said, this is the whole Torah. That means in these words that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, this is called a Torah Kula. But the Seder of how the Oisius were written, that we have words now which have a certain meaning, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write. That Yeshua wrote, that Yeshua wrote. Yeshua later was Masada the Oisius. But so the Goyim says, Eilu Beilu Divrei Lekim Chayim, everyone agrees. Moshe Rabbeinu Lekoich Es Divrei Esefer Torah Zeh, the whole Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from beginning to end. And later, Yeshua was the one that wrote these eight psukim. He made from these oisiyas these eight psukim. So that what Rashi says over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was mesader. This lav was given after Matan Torah, and he put it. He put it by Pashas by Yishlach. I do not think Moshe Rabbeinu edited the Torah. Well, it'll be very good now, and Yishlach will be very good. The pshat is the Rabbeinu Shem told him what to do, how to write it, how to be misadar. I mean, it was not Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that wrote it that way. That's for sure, but it wasn't his idea. The Rabbeinu Shem wanted that the law that was given later should be put here, and from the Oishias that were over here. I mean, that's why the law was put in Parshas Vayishlach. But it wasn't Moshe, I don't think for one second it was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea to do this. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kosa V'Sidra Moshe Satayra, that's true. Moshe Rabbeinu was Kosa V'Sidra Satayra. That means before we had the Torah, the different Tzuringansen. Moshe Rabbeinu was V'Kosa V'Sidra Moshe Satayra, so the Seder was Api Mashom Alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe Shlomo held that this lav should be mentioned here in Parshas Vayishlach.